This is AP News Minute. President Bush has signed a bill overhauling rules on government eavesdropping. The new law also grants immunity to companies that help the government spy on Americans. The ceremony ended a year-long debate over privacy and civil liberties concerns and the effort to prevent terrorism. Iran fired a second round of test missiles that could reach Israel. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the U.S. will not back down in the face of Iranian threats against the Jewish state. The White House is counting heavily on diplomacy to persuade Iran to not build nuclear weapons. Jesse Jackson has spent much of the day continuing to apologize to Barack Obama. Meanwhile, Jackson's son says he's disappointed in his dad's reckless statements about the presumed Democratic presidential nominee. Obama says he accepts Jackson's apology. A woman is suing police at Reagan Washington National Airport following her arrest that was caught on video. The woman says police handled her roughly. Airport officials say the woman did not follow security procedures. I'm Matt Friedman, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.